and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast. We record our Oxcast every Wednesday afternoon and bring you the best events happening in and around Oxford.
I'm Orla Brown.
And my name's Anais Higgins.
And this is Dexter.
And Edna. They are our guests today. So, Orla is going to start us off with some awesome theatre to go to.
Yes, at the Oxford Playhouse, starting tonight. It was supposed to be opening last night, but they have some technical difficulties, so they're having to start tonight.
It's a very tech-heavy show, which is kind of part of the, I think, the idea of the production. So it's the pros and the cons of recorded material.
Yeah, it's all updated and interesting, but it's Duncan Macmillan's new adaptation of George Orwell's dystopian political 1949 novel, 1984, of course, produced by Headlong Theatre. This has been getting incredible reviews. It's been really updated and it explores the world inside and outside the head of protagonist Winston Smith. It's also framed with a book club who are discussing the diary of Winston Smith, which is really interesting. And then it talks about total surveillance and GPS tracking and all these kind of modern things. So it works really well.
The trailer sort of quotes Bradley Manning and makes you think of WikiLeaks and supervision of terrorism through data capturing and all these things. It's really timely, which is funny because 1984 was a long time ago now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost it's a timeless novel, really. So, again, like invasive policing and discusses identity in a Big Brother society.
And it's at the Oxford Playhouse tonight until
Saturday.
Lovely. I've got another show starting tonight. It's 4.48 Psychosis being performed at the Oxford Castle from tonight till Saturday as well. 4.48 Psychosis is a play by Sarah Kane, and she was a really prominent playwright in the 1990s, and the style of theatre she wrote was called in-your-face theatre, and this production is being staged in a very in-your-face way. There's only two actors, and the audience, a really small audience, sit in a sort of sharing circle around the actors who will be in the middle and then come next to you.
It's very intense.
Very intense, very immersive, very intimate. And 4.48 Psychosis was actually Sarah Kane's last piece of work she wrote before committing suicide. And it was actually put on after she died. So it deals with issues of mental health and depression and is very heavy going, but a really interesting text. And it's actually written just in sections and there's no stage directions or characters. So people always do it in different ways. So if you've seen a version before, this is still going to be completely different and interesting. And if you've never seen it, it's a really important text.
It's really interesting. It sounds like it's going to be a bit of a roller coaster of emotions and things.
Right? Yes, definitely. So I think it's one to challenge yourself with, and you can book tickets for only £10. Performances are either at 7 or 8 p.m., and that's from Wednesday, 2nd of October, to Saturday, the 5th.
Great. Well, on Thursday, I don't know if you know, but it is National Poetry Day, and we have a few little events that are coming up that are themed around that. At the Sheldonian Theatre on Thursday, we have Felix Dennis. Did I mention the free wine cutthroat tour?
Did you mention the free wine? Well, I don't think you did.
Well, I have now.
Bring it out.
Yeah, he's a famous poet and publisher, and he started writing poetry in 2001 following illness, and he used to own Maxim, and he owns The Week. He's a really interesting individual. He said that he's spent over $100 million on drugs and women over the years. He also posted bail for Julian Assange in 2010, which he then lost because Julian Assange skipped bail. And he's like a multi-millionaire, but tours around and gives audiences wine from his own cellar while reading his poetry. And I think he's going to be a really interesting character. And yeah, he's performing for National Poetry Day at the Sheldonian on Thursday. Tickets are £20 and £10 concessions available from didimentionthefreewine.com. Great website.
There is free wine, though.
There is free wine. So. There's free wine. So yeah,
it's worth reinforcing that point.
Can't mention it enough. Yeah, I think it would just be a really, really fun evening.
And definitely poetry on very interesting topics.
Yeah, I mean, he used to be a crack addict, but he's also really heavily involved with blind charities and environmental charities and things. Just incredibly interesting person.
Fantastic. There's a festival on this week, as always, in Oxford, and it's the Oxford Chamber Music Festival. This has been running since 2000, about, and they've got a really exciting programme this year. It's all themed around gypsy music, which is not, when you think chamber music, you might think something quite stuffy and quite classical, and gypsy music has influenced classical music, but it's quite a different style. Their Hollywood-style strapline on their poster says, "For the Romani, there exists one rule. There are no rules."
Oh, nice.
That's a good strapline. Exactly. So that kind of tells you it's going to be a really fun, vibrant festival. It's running until Saturday, and lots of the events are at the Hollywell Music Room. Lots of gypsy folk concerts. But there's also, on Friday night, an event at the Vaults Cafe, where there's a two-meal course and music throughout the evening.
That's a really nice sort of setting for it. That's
yeah, exactly. Lovely. And just down the road from Holywell, so not kind of taking people too far. So this week we should be dancing and crying to gypsy folk music. But those are the recommended actions to take. And
nothing else. Nothing in between.
No laughing. No thoughts. Dancing and crying. Okay. And you can find the full events on dailyinfo.co.uk. Search chamber music.
I've got a couple of really exciting events as well that I want to talk about. I'm hopefully going to try and go to both of these. But it's two satellite Q&A accompanied documentaries that are playing at the Phoenix Picture House in Jericho. The first, again, to coincide with National Poetry Day, is this documentary called Evidently John Cooper Clarke, which is about the notorious, legendary poet, punk poet John Cooper Clarke.
There's one way to make poetry sound really cutting edge, and that's to call it punk poetry.
Punk poetry. He is an absolute hero, and he's loved by so many. It's only a one-hour documentary. It has lots of talking heads, interviews, testimonies with people like Bill Bailey, Steve Coogan, Mark Radcliffe, Paul Borley, Plan B, Kate Nash, and Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys, who actually used one of his poems, I Want to Be Yours, and set it to music as the final track of their latest album.
I'm slightly obsessed with that album. I'm going to listen to that in a whole new light now.
Yeah, it's the final track of the album, and it's beautiful, that song. So, it's just a one-hour documentary, but it's going to be preceded by a live satellite intro and Q&A with John Cooper Clarke from Newcastle. He's up in Newcastle. And it'll be streamed down to various cinemas, and people can ask questions.
Cool, so that's multi-cinema Q&A, not just picking on your cinema. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it should be brilliant. That's on Thursday at 6:15, and I wouldn't be surprised if it sells out, so book your tickets. The other satellite Q&A accompanied documentary, because one in a week is not enough.
For that kind of mouthful of an event.
Yeah, absolutely. So this one's on Friday. It's The Pervert's Guide to Ideology, and it's the second collaboration between director Sophie Fiennes and cultural theorist, philosopher, psychoanalyst, and on-screen legend, Slavoj Žižek. But he's a hero, like a cultural critic, and it's basically just him on screen for about 2 hours 20 or something. And it's the cultural impact and the ideology of Hollywood cinema that he's talking about. So he analyses loads of different films, including like Brief Encounter, Full Metal Jacket, Cabaret, Titanic, The Dark Knight, Taxi Driver, and in some parts he reenacts scenes from these films while explaining the Titanic was brilliant. Explaining the ideology behind these particular scenes. And the Titanic one is obviously the last.
It's the classic.
It's the last scene. It's the I'll never let go scene, and it looks absolutely classic. So yeah, again, there'll be a satellite Q&A with Žižek, and it starts at 7 p.m. on Friday. But if you miss this one, you can also see the film but without the Q&A on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and it's also Wednesday's baby-friendly big screen.
Okay, so there's a lot of screenings for this.
Yeah,
you can't miss it.
It's on all week, and I think it's going to be really, really entertaining and really interesting, and hopefully we'll learn something as well.
I've got some more kind of issue-based theatre. It's a new physical theatre company called Justice in Motion that have just been set up in Oxford, and they're producing their first work on Friday and Saturday at the Pegasus, and it's called Bound. I've seen an excerpt from the piece at the last Life Friday, and I saw the artistic director of the company do a fundraising pitch at an event, and I am certain that this piece is going to be stunning and this company are going to be ones to watch in Oxford. So the piece itself has three dancers, and it develops the story of three characters and their stories and circumstances that have come about through human trafficking. And it's inspired by true accounts as well, so that kind of adds a sort of level of discomfort. It's going to be very likely really harrowing, but there's also an insistence on some optimism and a sort of shine of hope coming these tales. Well, I don't know, happy ending, but the idea of the company is to try and make you engage with performance and art, and that then make you want to be more of an activist and then take action on issues which you know are terrible. So hopefully that will work. Check out the trailer on their website, justininmotion.co.uk, and book your tickets quick, because it's going to be a really engaging evening, and it's 7:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday at the Pegasus.
Well, that does sound actually really, really interesting. I didn't know about that event at all. But on Friday, I have Rivalry for you. This one, it's an old classic. It's not some new, really interesting theatrical piece. It's an old classic film. The Hitchcock's The Birds is going to be screened at the Ovada Warehouse in Oisney.
Which is a really atmospheric venue. I think this is such a good combination, and I hope they do more horror films in their amazing warehouse.
Absolutely. So, 1963, masterpiece of horror and suspense, and it's going to be super spooky in this massive warehouse, I think. It's probably going to be a bit chilly as well, so I'd bring some extra layers. is being screened as a double feature with, quote, a light-hearted artist film on the same theme. I don't. That's as much as I know about that one. And there'll be drinks and snacks available on the bar. Free popcorn if you're an Ovada associate, which...
Time to become one.
I know, exactly. I'm not yet, but I'm now tempted. Tickets are only £4. You should reserve tickets by emailing info@ovada.org.uk as well. But, you know, it's a great classic in a really atmospheric venue. And I think it would be a really good way to spend a Friday night.
Definitely. If you want to know more about any of the events we've spoken about so far, or indeed about any other event which may be happening within Oxfordshire, you should check out our website, dailyinfo.co.uk. We also have ads for jobs, and you can find somewhere to live or advertise if you've got a spare room. We've got a great guide to all the things you need to know about Oxford, where the laundromats are, how to talk about Oxford in French.
It's got everything.
It's got everything you need.
Absolutely everything.
It's dailyinfo.co.uk. Moving on to the weekend. If you know the sayings soggy bottom, good wobble, and even bake, then you probably watch the Great British Bake Off. And you might like to know that this Saturday is the Oxfordshire Bake Off. It's at Oxford High School from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. on Saturday. Local amateur bakers have entered their bakes into one or more of 10 categories, and their biscuits, loaves, cakes or pies are going to be judged.
Can you eat anything?
I think you can post-judging.
Okay.
But there are so many judges. There are pâtissiers, there are food writers, there are cookery school teachers and professional bakers. And, this is for the GBBO fans, Christine from the BBC Bake Off, who is a Didcot local, will also be there judging.
That's awesome. I bet there's going to be some really fierce competition at this.
There's going to be queues of people wanting to speak to her and find out about what it's like. And I think with so many judges, it's probably going to be quite a long process. But the prizes will be given at 1:30 p.m. So that's when the judging will have happened. There's also going to be
stalls.
Up
after, that's when you can eat everything.
That's when you can eat things. And there's already a bake sale as well. So people who haven't entered the competition but are entering cakes to be sold for charity will also be there. And there's also workshops so you can get stuck in yourself. So it's 11 till 4 p.m. And all proceeds are going to Helen and Douglas House and Oxfam. So it's a good excuse
great
to
charities.
Stuff your face great. For great charities. And if you're really excited about the Great British Bake Off, then it will probably kind of like keep you going until the quarterfinals next Tuesday.
So on to Sunday, I have a little event in North Oxford at the Albion Beatnik Bookstore in Jericho. And I don't really know too much about this event. But
they're always quite quiet, but house amazing things. But don't let you know too much. Keep an element of mystery.
Lots of intrigue. It's called A Historical and Literary A to Z of Jericho and West Oxford. And it will have local historians Mark Davis and Liz Woolley.
A talk, hopefully, which will enlighten us on more about our local area.
It'd be really interesting if you especially lived in the area, but also with Fortnight going on at the moment that we talked about in last week's podcast, which is all about sort of exploring the city that you live in and finding out more about the history and culture of it all. I think it'd be a really interesting event to go to. It's on Sunday, and it's from 5 till 6, and it's completely free at the Albion Beatnik Bookstore. And that's all I know.
Beautiful. Go and find out more, listeners, and tell us. I'm going to just go back to Saturday quickly. I was surprised to learn today that Oxford has its own historical dance society. It shouldn't be surprising. This is Oxford.
It's
at the
got
same time.
One of everything. Come on. I mean, there's Gothic theatre companies. Why are you
I know.
Surprised?
Why did I? Anyway, it's been around since the 1980s, so it's not even like it's a new development. And it has experienced teachers who lead workshops on dance throughout history. And they hold these workshops monthly. And this month, the workshop is called Renaissance to Roaring Twenties.
That's amazing.
Which is a good title. And you can go along and experience the dance through the ages. So you get background information and get told about the costumes and the music. And then you get to learn the techniques or watch the kind of different dance acts. And it's only £25 for the day. And considering you're going to get so much expertise and knowledge from experienced dancers, you're definitely going to get your money's worth and come out with a rich knowledge of dance from that Renaissance is, to the Roaring Twenties.
That's
20s.
A long period of historical dance that you have to learn there. But that sounds so much fun. Is it all day long?
It's 10:30 to 3:30 with a lunch break. And it's at the St John's Church in Kiddington.
That sounds so much fun. I didn't know that at all.
So, yeah, worth checking out. They are monthly. So if you've missed this one, have a look on their website for next month's. I'm going back to Sunday now, having done my little Saturday segue to get that one in. On Sunday, you can celebrate the 10th Banbury Canal Day. It's quite a simple concept. Banbury has a canal and they have a big party for it every year, which is lovely. There'll be boat chandlery and blacksmith demonstrations, folk music and falconry, Theatre in the Dock, a fun fair and plenty of stalls, as well as a continental market to keep you going with some food.
I think you have a friend who lives on a houseboat in Banbury, don't you?
Yes, exactly. I might go and have lunch and be in the centre of it all.
Boat party.
There'll be loads of boats as well. So even if you don't have a friend who lives on a boat in Banbury, loads of boats are going to be cruising up for it and you can check them out, and some of them are going to be doing boat rides.
So it's not boaties only or anything?
It's not boaties only. And it's going to be across the whole town, really. So it's kind of an excuse to get everyone to go to Banbury. The Banbury Museum's open, lots of free activities, as is the Mill, which is their little theatre. And the canal's been in use since like the late 18th century, so it's a really historic part of the town and a really important part. So go along, potter along the towpath, explore the town. It's 10:30 till 5 p.m. in Banbury this Sunday.
What a lovely way to spend a Sunday.
I know, and I've got something to finish off your Sunday. If you like Stornoway, or indeed any of the members of Stornoway, then
everyone
the cellar.
Loves Stornoway.
I know, who doesn't? It's Oxford.
You're not an Oxfordian.
They mentioned Cowley Road.
You
know, you can't. We're on Cowley Road right now recording this. You can't not love Stornoway. They know. They know this place. So the cellar have the perfect night out for you then, with the Yarns, who are launching their EP and also featuring special guests Count Drachma. Those aren't Stornoway, but Rob and Ollie Steadman from Stornoway are playing in Count Drachma, and the Yarns feature Tom Hodgson, who's played lots of instruments in Stornoway and now plays lots of instruments in the Yarns. Some of the differences are that Count Drachma are in fact influenced by South African music, because the Steadman brothers are actually from South Africa.
Yeah,
and they sing in Zulu.
I heard about this. They sound amazing. It's all like Zulu reggaeton folk kind of.
It's really
vibe.
Beautiful, really beautiful. Mm. And the Yarns, they've actually been playing really regularly in Oxford quite a few years now. They're launching their repeats. They're going to be playing songs of warmth and wit. So for a wonderful warming evening, it's only £5 at the cellar this Sunday at 7:30. That is a bargain. And then there's a Stornoway DJ set.
So basically they're just going to leave the band and then go on to
Then hopefully it will be like Stornoway band members dancing to Stornoway music, which is pretty cool as well. I'm up for that.
Well, I have another gig as well coming up on Tuesday. This is at the O2 Academy on Cowley Road. It's Leeds two-piece, David Fendick and Johnny Hooker, who are Fossil Collective, although that seems like only two people in a collective. Doesn't seem... Right.
Maybe they get other people to come in. Maybe they have a collective because they collaborate a lot.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I mean, they're both multi-instrumentalists.
It's a duo, though,
isn't
it? Yeah,
Fossil duo. It's a duo. They just like the pun. So they're multi-instrumentalists and singers, and they create lots of sort of layered harmonies and sort of mellow, folky kind of vibe. They've been compared to people like Bon Iver, and they sound a bit Travis-y. It's
Fleet Foxes, To Kill a King.
Yeah, all that goodness.
All that jazz, but it's not actual jazz.
Not actual jazz, more folky.
All that folk. It's a new saying.
They're supported by Storybooks, who are a really exciting five-piece, actually. I was listening to some of them, and they are a really exciting band that are coming up. Their music is quite intense and melancholic, with these beautiful vocals. And I think they'd be incredible live as well. They're on before Fossil Collective, so make sure you don't turn up fashionably late just for the headliners, as I sometimes do, and then really regret if you catch the last song of a band who are
always
amazing.
It's always the last two songs, and often they save those for the people who came early who knew them, the really good ones. So you think, oh no, I've missed out all this great material.
Yeah, don't play it cool. Just go and hear these guys. I think they're going to be really, really good. So that's Tuesday at the O2 Academy, 7 p.m. Tickets are only £9, which in this day and age is pretty cheap.
Lovely. Moving on to our last event of the week, the Playhouse are bringing us an Austrian dance company next Tuesday and Wednesday. They don't normally program that much dance, so when they do program dance, it always fits in really well with the program, and it's often quite theatrical pieces. So if you're not really into dance, if you check out the shows that the Playhouse do put on, they will be really accessible and you'll really enjoy them. This piece is called Out of the Shadow, and it includes breakdancing and acrobatics and ballet and popping and locking, which is a pretty cool move. And it's also got a really strong narrative. It explores the creation of the universe through to the apocalypse.
Wow.
Which hopefully isn't foretelling. And so they create animals, they create machines, really striking visual tableaus. And so, like I said, really good if you're not too into dance. And if you are into dance, their technique is going to be amazing. It's also put to a really epic soundtrack. Things like Vivaldi and really kind of recognisable tunes that are used in like films and things that you really associate with bad things are going to happen. It's Tuesday and Wednesday at 7:30 next week at the Oxford Playhouse.
I've seen some, as you were saying, some of the other dance that they choose to put on at the Playhouse is always so well chosen. Like Push Me Pull You is incredible and beautiful, and I think they've got some good bookers in there, and this one should be.
If you keep it kind of far and few between, but always really good, it makes people come back. Dance piece I've seen there this year, because I know it's probably going to be excellent.
Yeah, definitely book your tickets for that one.
So this has been quite a heavy week. We've covered mental health, trafficking, the apocalypse. Three film satellite Q&As. It's the future, 1984. It's just, it's all happening, and it's happening here in Oxford, and it's happening on dailyinfo.co.uk.
You can find details about all of these events and more on dailyinfo.co.uk, as well as reviews for lots of the latest events and information about everything else as well.
You can also find us on social media. We're on Twitter at dailyinfooxford, and you can search Facebook for Daily Info Oxford.
I've been Aura Brown.
I've been Anais Higgins.
Thanks for listening.